For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Washington County author Thomas Nye. In this portion of our discussion, we'll focus on his first book, which was published in December of 2013.
The title is Under the Heavens, and it is a novel about a 16-year-old boy who goes and spends the summer on an Amish farm. And while he's there, his grandfather teaches him how to farm with draft horses, and he has a lot of good experiences on an Amish farm and just learning what it's like to be Amish. When he first gets there, he really doesn't want to go. His mother and his grandfather have sort of arranged this. He's from the city, and it just so happens he has these Amish relatives. And so getting to the farm at first is sort of a scary thing. He doesn't want to be there, and he doesn't feel like they really want him there. But then I don't want to give anything away, but as the story gets going, he sort of falls in love with the horses and has a good summer.
Well, that culture, do you have a connection with the local Amish community that gave you some perspective when writing this?
Yeah. When I moved to the Kelowna area, I was only 19 years old, and I'm 53 now. And the first people I really ran into, I met an Amish family, and they happened to be really friendly and welcoming, and I was very interested. I'd never heard of Amish or seen Amish before. So I asked a lot of questions, and they invited me to go with them to church and to some singings and their youth group activities, which are usually volleyball games. So I got connected with this family, and I had a lot of really good experiences and really enjoyed that time. And then it so happened that my mom actually taught school at a one-room Amish schoolhouse. She's a public school teacher. She's retired now, and she was asked by the school district if she would be willing to teach at one-room schoolhouse, and she agreed to it. And so that was another connection then with the Amish, and I got to know a number of the couples there. My wife and I got to be good friends with some couples and were invited into their homes and just had a lot of good experiences there. And then I started getting into draft horses, which ended up being another avenue of connection between me and the Amish. And so I've had a lot of really good experiences because of the draft horse interest of mine. The novel is about draft horses. The story does have a lot to do with horses. And if a person enjoys horses, they'll probably enjoy this book. It's kind of the old-fashioned farm idea. And what happened was that after having these draft horses of my own, I needed help with them because it's a complicated thing to know how to hitch up a team of horses and how you farm with them. And so I bought these horses from Amish people. So I would go back to the Amish farms where I got them and ask for advice. And on a number of occasions, they invited me to come and plow with horses. And they just were really open and willing to help me learn how to use these draft horses. So then I kind of take these stories from my own experiences of being on these farms and incorporate that into these books.
What's been the response from people here locally?
Actually, in the Kelowna area, it's been very well received. You know, I know a lot of people in the community. I have a lot of good friends, and they all, of course, wanted to read my book. And I was a little nervous at how they would receive it, but everybody seems to really enjoy it, and especially older adults really enjoy it. It's about the old-fashioned farm, and because of my experience with draft horses, I'm able to tell those stories, you know, pretty realistically because I've got hands-on experience with that. And so I'd say very favorable.
Tune in tomorrow for the third and final portion of this discussion with Washington County author Thomas Nye here on In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.